Okay, thanks, Ron. This is NEUI. Not too much other than, let's see, you got the gutters. Yeah, I cleaned the gutters out over yesterday also. There were a few leaves. We don't have too many big trees around the house, not yet anyway. The ones we have in the backyard are maturing more every year, but a few leaves are in the gutters. I just got my, we have a retractable awning, and it sits kind of on over top of about 17 feet of eavesdrop. It's hard to get my hands in there, so I just get my leaf blower out, fire it up. It's a gas-powered leaf blower, and it makes a lot of noise. So I get up there, and I just blow the leaves out out of the eave trough there, and then run a garden hose down the downspouts, make sure they're all clear. Took care of that yesterday. Let's see, a few weeks ago we winterized the camper, and about a week ago, a week and a half ago, we put the diaper on the camper, so it's all covered up for the winter. And there's a PSK 31 contest this weekend. It's a three-day contest. It starts like Friday evening, 8 p.m. local, Eastern time, and it goes on until Monday evening. It's a long contest, and you don't have to work the whole contest. You just work, I think you pick 6 hours of your best score, and you submit that. That's your score. So it's a PSK 31 contest. We'll see. It's, on, it's an 80 and 40 meter only contest, so I'll probably check that out sometime this weekend. And, I haven't done a contest in quite some time, so. But I'm glad I'm back on 2 meters now, so I can check in the nets. I hope I'm sounding okay. I take it I am. I haven't had any complaints. So it's a 10 foot whip mounted on an 8 foot pole, so it's probably about 16 feet up in the air. And it's not as high as my my tower, but as long as I can get out, so that's all that matters. Anyways, I'm going to toss it back to Night Control and say goodnight to everyone, and 73, so I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll catch us all hopefully next Monday evening. This is Eli saying goodnight.
Yeah, no problem, Tom, with the signal. Got full quieting in here and that, and full bars on my meter here on the radio on the receive side, so no problem there. Yeah, it doesn't take a whole lot with the repeater to get out. If you can get it kind of above rough line on even 5 watts, you're not too far from Rosine, so it's not going to take much to get out. So, but you're talking about camper. That wife's got to go out tomorrow afternoon. We're going to rent a spot just outside storage where Mike has his camper out off in Lawndale, across from Lawndale Estates. So she's got to go out there tomorrow and to make the arrangements to call them. They got a lot open there. Last year we put my son-in-law's boat and the camper in an inside storage out in Freeland, a 10 by 40, and both of them fit in there. And he wanted to do it again this year, but they doubled the price from last year. Last year it was $90 a month, so we just split the cost, or I paid 1 month, he'd pay the next. But they doubled it to $180 a month, so it's kind of like that's not happening. They were supposed to sell it and get a new owner, and that was kind of, they were going to double it, so I think that's what happened, but that's way too much. It's kind of like I don't want to buy the farm there, I just want to rent a space, so. So it's going outside probably this weekend. I'm going to try and get it out of here if we get the arrangements. I'm going to have to buy a new cover for it. The cover that I have is in use for something else, and it was getting a little wore, so around the edges there was a couple of getting a little frayed, so I'm going to buy a new heavy cover for it, and I get it out there and get it covered up, but I got to get it washed, so it's still a mess from tree sap and that sitting in the driveway. So again, another project for this weekend is getting that washed and getting it over there and then covered up and that too. All right, next up on the list, KD8MMH, standby NAKPR. Good evening again, Mike.
Hey, KC8YVF, this is KD8MMH. Joe, thanks again, Ron. One other thing I forgot to mention too. Got a call this morning from Brian, and he got the trailer tires off of the club trailer, I guess over the weekend, and took those in to get those changed out today also. So when Rob brings the club trailer to our Holiday in the Cities event there by the Children's Zoo, we should have new tires on it also. So Other than that, that's all I've got. We'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And with that, we'll turn it back to Net Control. KD8MMH, back to you, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
All right, Mike, that's good news on the trailer. I can't remember when they were last changed. I'm going to say I think when the trailer used to be stored out at Jeff and Judy's some 10-plus, 15-plus years ago, I think Jeff might have changed them out at that point. Looking at the date on the tire would have told us basically how old they were. But that has to be, they were at least 10-plus years old, so, yeah, they definitely need to be changed. Same thing for the tires for the county trailer. I've talked to Mark at County and said, we need to change those tires out. They've been on there since the trailer was purchased, which was in 2007. So we are, you know, from 2007 to 24. They should have been changed out years ago and been on the second change out. I admit it's inside and sitting. It doesn't get out much. There's no sunlight, but still the dry rot sitting in the hangar isn't good either. So hopefully they get those changed out before we have to use them for the Frankenmuth MS walk. All right, next up on the list, KPR, stand by. Good evening again, Bob.
Thank you, Ron. If you're looking for indoor storage, Ron, check out the Saginaw Fairgrounds and also, I think it's the Owosso Fairgrounds. I don't know what it is now, but several years ago, it was like they had two different prices. There's like, if you wanted a cement floor, it was like $2.50 a foot or $2.75 a foot per month, and if you had indoor storage with just a gravel floor, it was $2 a foot per month. So if you had, just to make math easy, if it was like you had a 20-foot trailer and they measure from the tongue to the bumper, so if it's 20 feet long, it would be $40 a month for indoor storage. At $2 a foot. But check it out sometime next year maybe. But I've got friends that do that. I've done it a few times, but it seems like every time I try and call up now, it's like they're full, so I just keep losing. Got a call earlier, but I forget. But with that said, thanks for doing that, and it's a beautiful night. I got 64 degrees here in Frankenmuth. I may go out and start up the gas fire pit and have an adult beverage and just so I can say I did it in November. But with that, again, Ron, thanks for doing that. So, cheers, everybody. Have a great week. Back to Net Control, NAKPR.
Yeah, Bob, Mike mentioned about that as well, that Midland was doing that. The only thing with Midland, though, he was saying that you had a two-week window that you had to get your trailer over there, because they would basically pack them in like sardines. So the problem was you got 2 weeks to get it over there, then they back them in, put them in there for storage, and then you can't get them out until the following year, because again, if your trailer's parked in the back and you want to get it out, say, hey, I want to go camping in the end of March, and whatever it is, you can't just get it out. They're not going to move all of the other trailers to get yours out if it's in the back. So there's a window to get them in and a window to get them out of there. So I don't know if, the Saginaw Fairgrounds or Bay or any of those do the same thing, but I would imagine they kind of do. So we're going to just do the outside. It's always sat either in the driveway or in my backyard on the cement slab back there. I can't get it back there this year. I really don't want to put it back there. So it'll go out there. It'll get it covered. It'll do what it's done for since I've had it. Sat someplace, driveway or the backyard with a cover over it. So kind of nice last year to not have to worry about it, but we'll do it. And then in this case, at least, I'll have a code. I can go in, check on it during the winter, make sure the bungees are still holding and all of that, the tie downs on it. So I'll at least have access, and then I can get it out essentially anytime that I want. They're not stacked in front of each other, and that I'm aware of. So I know Mike's passing Mike's last year. They were not. So, all right, next up on the list, KC8 VOA, standby, KD8 PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, and everybody in the group. The last time I remember the tires getting replaced is when we were going down to Bablo Island with Lou Basho. And so that's been some time ago. And I do know the spare tire came up sometime after that. So those tires are quite old. And like everybody else, I did clean my gutters out yesterday, but then I also ended up cleaning out a little bit of gutters again today after some of the leaves come down there. It looked like some of the water flow is getting restricted there to one end. So did that today. And with that, I'm going to say 73 to everyone. Have a wonderful week. KCBOA, back to KCYVF.
Yeah, Rick, I got to mine Saturday, but, yeah, I didn't get back up. And there's actually only one spot, and it was the weird part, it was in the front of my house over my garage. The rest of it was not. They were pretty clean, so only in the one spot, which was, they weren't my leaves. They were the neighbor trees. They didn't plug the back side of the garage, which is closer to the tree. It didn't plug it, but had leaves in it. For me, I still get up on the roof. I take the blower, blow them on. I take the blower, blow out the downspout. So if I can see air blowing out of the downspouts, I know they're clean. That also allows me to check the roofs, check my cables and things like that while I'm up there. So a couple of times a year I get to do that. And I know you've been working on a computer router. That was my job for Sunday of switching out a router. I went from the router was probably about, I'm going to say 8 or 10 years old, something like that. I was going to say 2 or 3, but I know time passes too quick. And I have too many Wi-Fi devices now, so it kept dropping Wi-Fi devices. One thing would work, and then something else would disconnect, and the first thing would reconnect, and off and on. So I put in a new mesh router, and of course it didn't go quite as planned. I'm still working on it today. I got the main router set up yesterday, but a couple of devices wouldn't connect. I got the secondary, the satellite router put up tonight. That's working. Again, the same two devices wouldn't connect, but they're wireless cameras. Well, I went and looked at it, got it. They're still stuck on the old IP address, so I got one back working. I had to reset it and start factory scratch. I'm going to have to do that. The last thing is my video doorbell. Same way, it's still holding the old IP address, and it's not taking the new one yet, so I'll have to do that one from scratch when I get a chance. I'll probably do that tomorrow night. So that will get me caught up at least. And I did get the oil changed on the old bike. Got that back in the corner. But this weekend I will give it a sponge bath, get it cleaned up, and then top off the gas with the stable in it, and then that'll get tucked in the corner. But I still got to get the red one out. I usually take it on about a 10-15 mile ride. So Bob, I'll still be riding the bike come Saturday. It's supposed to be up in the 50s, so that's fine with me. I'll get at least another ride out of that one, so I can get it back here and change the oil on that. But it's a little more involved with that one. I got to remove some panels on it to get access to the filter and the drain plug and that. So, all right, next up on the list, we got Minnie, KD8 PAC, standby, KE8 QCO. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8 PAZ, and not much more. I've got to go and vote tomorrow, and then I think I'll come home and start another puzzle. So I didn't do any puzzle today, but I think I'll start one tomorrow and see how long it takes me to do that one. So I've done 3 of them in within a week, so we'll see how long this one will take me. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie, be careful out there voting. I wanted to stay away from Tuesday. It was pretty calm on Saturday there. Hopefully everything goes good tomorrow. There isn't any issues. I hope people have, calm enough minds that whether your side wins or loses, that you don't take it out on somebody else. There's a lot of animosity out there right now, listening to news media and that, and they don't help either. They kind of stir the pot as well. I wish we'd kind of go back to Walter Cronkite, that we had a newsman that just read the news and didn't give an editorial or their opinion or what if or what that the news now, they have to sensationalize everything. They can't just report what happened. They always got to speculate on something, and that just stirs things up every more. So we just need to get along. We just need to have the country get something done, stuff that we need done as a nation for people and that, and enough with all the rhetoric. Let's just get it done. So hopefully everything goes good tomorrow, and we, one way or the other, everything works out. So anyhow, down to the end of the list, KEAQCO, then we'll do another station break here. Go right ahead, Fred.
Good evening, John. Thanks for doing that tonight. And I'm just going to say 73s to everyone, and have a good week. And maybe in three, four more weeks, we'll all be done raking leaves. So with that, I'll say back to net. This is KE8QCO.
Amen on that one, Fred. Let those leaves be gone, and I don't look forward to the cold weather, but the raking leaves gets old after a while, that's for sure. All right, this is Ron, KC8YBF, for the Savaro Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, do I have any comments or any other rechecks for the net?
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.